Welcome to the Quitman ISD podcast, where we are educating every child, every chance, every day. I'm your host, Chris Mason, the assistant superintendent. We have a great show today. We'll have two guests, Crystal Ballard, our junior high principal, and Miss Julie Cole, our junior high and high school counselor.
Well, we have two special guests with us today. We've got Miss Crystal Ballard, our principal at the junior high, and Miss Julie Cole, our counselor for the junior high and the high school. So welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you very much.
You're now famous. People will hear your voice and recognize you at like Brookshire's and all sorts of places and be like, I've heard you before. So we hope your week's going well. Miss Ballard, I know y'all have a busy week, so why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what y'all got going on this week.
All right. This is our UIL week. We have the pleasure of hosting 7 schools in our district. They'll have approximately 300 students coming to our junior high. They will be competing in various academic meets on Tuesday. Wednesday is our speaking events. Those will be at the Joy Hall at the Methodist Church here in Quitman. And then Thursday we have the one-act play competition beginning with our rehearsal day, preparing for their competition on Friday. So we are very busy this week. Everyone's involved, all of our kids. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, and so when you say everyone, I don't think some people, if you've never got to be involved in UIL academics or even UIL one-act play, there are 100 million thousand moving pieces, and it'll be very exciting to get to host it. Somewhat stressful,
yes.
But trying to get all the moving pieces and kids in the right spot, and then all the teachers are either helping get kids in the right spot or they're judging events, and there are many, many different events that kids can participate in.
And I want to give a shout out to Ashley Lingo. She is our UIL coordinator for our junior high campus, and she has put all of this together, from getting all the rosters from all the visiting schools, putting them in rooms, running off the tests, getting all of that ready, plus getting the medals ordered and all the awards ready for those winners. She's done a fantastic job, and I expect that it'll be as smooth as it has for the last few years that we've hosted.
Well, and I just need to know where the hospitality rooms can be located.
That will be in the library, and it'll be fully stocked, thanks to Miss Shelley Welch. She has been heading up that, and we are
that,
still very
that tends
excited.
To be the most important part. For the adults, anyhow.
It is.
For the adults. But, well, good. Sounds like it's a very, very busy week. And I know junior high sometimes gets put on the back burner when people say, oh, high school's so busy. But junior high has a whole lot of different events going on. I know that y'all had a great start to the school year. Y'all are trying to do a little stuff, some different things to kind of help our students. Talk to me a little bit about family groups, kind of what it is, the big idea of it, and where you maybe got that idea from.
Well, as we all know, middle school is a very different age group. It's very difficult. With the growing pressures on our young people by society and life, we saw a real need and a growing need for our students to have a place that they belong, to have an adult at the school that they can connect with and that they can possibly go to as a resource or just as a listening ear or someone that they admire. With this in mind, we created the family groups. And each teacher, at the beginning of the year, we divided each grade level up, and they received a list of about 12 to 15 students with whom they meet on a regular basis. Sometimes they will discuss given topics that might be a trend we see in our youth of today, and sometimes they will just check on their students academically and socially to see how they're doing. Miss Julie Cole has been vital in helping to create topics for us, and I'm going to let her share a little bit about that.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Well, Miss Ballard has 100%. I have to give her all the credit for coming up with this amazing idea. Because she mentioned it to me and said, hey, do you like this idea? What can you do with it? And I've had the opportunity to kind of take off with it from there. Like she mentioned before, the groups were divided at the beginning of the year. There's about 12 to 15 kids. But we didn't just throw them into, divide them up alphabetically.
That was going to be my question, is how did y'all go about kind of attacking those groups? Are they by grade level? Are they boy-girl mixes? How'd y'all look at that?
They are divided by grade level, but then they're mixed from that point. But we really looked at our makeup as a whole and tried to decide, where are our kiddos that, maybe need an extra adult in their life, or who needs a male figure in their life,
right,
or a female figure in their life. And we tried to personalize the groups as much as possible. We also looked at our kiddos that were maybe in athletics and they'd already bonded with a particular coach or a teacher, and then we tried to put those groups together like that. But our groups, they began meeting on high school pep rally Friday days.
Yeah.
And then when the pep rallies concluded, everybody was like, well, when are the family groups going to meet? What are we going to do?
That's always a great indicator when you when you try something and the kids are the ones that say, hey, now, wait a second. We hadn't met in a while. We'd like to get that going again. Yes. And I think a word that you talked about and I've heard Miss Ballard talk a lot about is this idea of kind of personalizing it. And, you know, folks that maybe don't have a lot of experiences with small, like rural schools like us, I don't think understand how much you lose that as you go into more urban settings where a teacher may see, you know, 200 plus kids a day or see, you know, 1,000 kids in a school, whereas we're able to really break it down into a chunk. And I think it's huge. We've talked, you know, had Hal Bowman out this year a couple of times and really stressed that idea of making connection with our students and how important it is for them. So it's really good to hear.
Well, it's proven that if a child knows that at least one adult at school cares about them, then their suicidal thoughts and behaviors are significantly reduced. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely another benefit.
Right.
Definitely character topics that the kiddos get to discuss with their teachers and their mentors help them with those types of issues as well. This month, December, they're going to be talking about generosity and how it's better to give than receive.
Right.
The kiddos are also going to get to evaluate their own talents and find ways to give gifts that don't cost money, just to show that everybody can give, especially in December with Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea of kind of doing a self-assessment. There's nothing I think more empowering, especially for, you know, junior high students. And Miss Ballard, you said it just very nicely. They're a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great. And I've always been told in education, you either love junior high kids or you want to go somewhere else. And I was always one of those that loved them just because of the quirkiness. And they're really kind of trying to figure out their own skin a little bit. And mm-hmm. who am I going to be when I grow up? And, you know, some of us are still trying to figure that out. And but what a great opportunity for them to kind of find their own voice and their own abilities early on.
And our goal with the family group was, as I said earlier, just to help each student find a niche, a place that they belong. And we've brought people in from our community to help discuss the dangers of some of the things that we have seen, like vaping, the dangers of social media, what they really need to be aware of as they grow up in this generation of technology, and the consequences of negative life choices. So we are very encouraged at the response that we've received from our students and our teachers. They're very excited. In fact, they've come to us and said, well, when are we going to get to meet? I've got something I want to put forth with my group. And so we're very excited about that. And we're hopeful that this is a new way for us to reach out to our students, which is, we know, our bottom line.
Awesome.
We're learning about community, you know, just all of these topics and how they can become a community with our school, that we are all, whether we're junior high school, elementary, we're all Quitman ISD, we're all a part of Quitman, to kind of help them understand that. They've come up with things like they have their group names, mm-hmm. They have a group song, they have a group motto, some of them have a group handshake.
Awesome.
It's just really fun to watch, and the teachers, we've got one teacher, shout out Ms. Hip, she puts little notes inside their lockers on Fridays for family group days. It's awesome.
It's been very exciting to see some kids that we know have a lot of confidence in themselves reach out to the kid that maybe is a little bit shyer and encourage them in the process, or say, hey, I know that child now. They're in my family group. And it just gives them a connection, not only with that adult, but maybe with some of their peers that they didn't have before.
Well, yeah. And I one of the things I've noticed when I'm on campus and I'll catch announcement time is y'all do a fantastic job of finding a student to spotlight. And hey, we're focusing on maybe generosity, and we saw this kid do something nice. And what a great idea to put in place to get kids to go, oh, people are watching me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick up this piece of paper because I want to be on the announcements. You
and
know,
we have students that have actually done that. Hey, Miss Ballard, you see me picking up the trash?
Yeah, and you know, to them, they're trying to work the system. But in the big scheme of things, before they know it, they just pick up trash because that's what they do.
Exactly.
And we create those wonderful habits that are being positively enforced.
And the staff has done a fantastic job. That was one of our goals for the year. We wanted to shine. That's our theme for the campus. We want to shine. And so through the spotlight, we have had kids that sometimes are not our kids that get a lot of attention because they're quiet, hardworking kids. They just take care of business. They're not going to jump up and scream their name of attention, but we've been able to notice them and recognize their courteous, their behavior, and it's just been a really neat thing to watch.
Yeah. So let's wrap up and tell me what's one, I guess, thing that you really, really, if you couldn't, had to keep it, never didn't want to change it from that family group, what's one thing that you've really just enjoyed about it? Making you think today.
I have enjoyed watching the kids anticipate something. Oh, what are we going to talk about, Miss Ballard? What is our topic? And I was like, oh, Miss Cole's coming up with a topic today. And so they've been very excited. I didn't know how they would react. And you've got some kids that are kind of hesitant to share. But I think even some of those kids are like, okay, this is a safe place for me.
Yeah.
And I'm okay in this little group. So I think the anticipation of their excitement is what I look forward to.
Miss Cole?
I just love all of the bonding. I grew up in a small town, love Quitman, the heart of it, and I just feel like kiddos today need to understand the bonding and the sense of community and the need to give back, and I think that we're starting all of those things with our family groups.
Awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing today, and keep it up.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that's our show for today. We want to thank our guests, Ms. Ballard and Ms. Cole from the Quitman Junior High. You've been listening to the Quitman ISD podcast. Again, I'm your host, Chris Mason. We are educating every child, every chance, every day. Thank you and keep listening.